U.S. Senate candidate and former South Dakota Governor Mike Rounds sees the resolution of the Darley arbitration as welcome news. Rounds calls the efforts to focus attention on EB-5 a character assassination and a red herring.
Well, I think in this particular case, everything was based upon this court case, and they were suggesting that people were making a lot of money and that it was costing the taxpayers of South Dakota a lot of money, none of which was true. In fact, they were claiming that South Dakota taxpayers were losing millions of dollars on the federal EB-5 projects, which was absolutely not true.
Rounds points to millions in foreign investment that fostered large and successful businesses across the state. But Democrats say Rounds can't wash his hands of this issue. They point out that South Dakota spent $500,000 in legal fees defending this case. Critics like Zach Crego with the Democratic Party allege that Joe Boland broke the law when he created his own private company while he was still a paid state employee. Crego says this happened during the Rounds administration, and that this case shows that Boland made millions in the process that should have gone to South Dakota.
And if Mike Rounds wants to call that a victory, that's a sad victory for South Dakota, because as a result of this illegal contract, Yope Boland walked away with over $100 million in EB-5 fees that rightfully belongs to the state of South Dakota. And in fact, Mike Rounds has not said whether he thinks this is right, whether he thinks this is wrong, or whether in fact the state should make efforts immediately to go after the $100 million that Yope Boland diverted from the state.
Crego is also calling on the Board of Regents to release all documents that have to do with the arbitration case, including 10 hours of deposition from Yoke Boland. Dr. Jack Warner, the president of the Board of Regents, says the release of those documents is now under consideration. Warner says the board may also try to recoup the legal fees in the case. Warner says he is pleased that the arbitration case is over and that no liability was found on behalf of the board. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.